This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent here with today's question for John. Just the mention of the word evangelism can send your emotions into a spin. Excitement, anxiety, even fear. The New Testament anticipates those reactions and confronts them head on. Paul's words in Romans 1 have pierced all of us at some point, where he said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel." Now, John, most Christians would probably say they're not ashamed of the gospel, but they'll readily confess it causes them some level of anxiety. Is there a difference between anxiety and shame? And what was Paul's point in that passage?
There is, and that's a well-put question, a difference between anxiety and shame. Sure, of course, we feel anxiety when we confront somebody with the gospel. Why? Because we're saying to this sort of self-possessed person who's trying his best or her best to feel good about himself or herself, look, I got news for you. You are a wretched, corrupt, degenerate, depraved sinner on the way to eternal hell, and you deserve every bit of that. That is not the most encouraging way to start a conversation. But you know what? Sooner or later, that's where we have to go. Because when we're talking to people about being saved, the question is saved from what? Not from a lack of purpose in life, but from everlasting hell, which we're due because of our sin. So we would assume anxiety. We need to overcome that because we don't want to be ashamed of the gospel. We have to get over the anxiety of confronting the sinner so that we can proclaim the glories of salvation. That's the good news. And we ought to be eager to talk to sinners about the good news. Maybe a good way to start evangelism is to say, "Hey, I have the best news that you have ever heard." Maybe that's an easy way to get over your anxiety at the start, and then you can back into the anxious part.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more teaching from John's New Testament commentaries, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.